Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today's sacred rebuke is about excuses. Not the kind you make once, but the kind you inherit. The excuses passed down in families, in churches, in communities. The phrases we've heard so often that they sound like truth, but they're really chains. Excuses like, that's just how our family is. People like us don't get ahead. I stayed because leaving would break up the family. We don't talk about money, politics, or pain in this house. These excuses don't just explain. They entrap. They keep you bound to cycles that were never meant to define you. Let me make it plain. Growing up, I heard plenty of these excuses. Some were subtle, some were direct. They sounded like wisdom, but they were really walls. I've seen families normalize dysfunction with a smile. I've seen churches justify silence with scripture. I've seen entire communities tell themselves, we can't rise because the system is too strong, and then stop trying. And if I'm honest, I've made my share of inherited excuses too. Sometimes I've caught myself saying, that's just how I am, when really it wasn't who I was. It was what I learned. Here's the sting. Excuses don't protect you. They prolong you. Excuses don't comfort you. They confine you. And excuses that are inherited carry even more weight because you think you're being loyal when really you're being limited. Recently, my son said to me, we were so toxic and we didn't even realize it. That cut me open. And then it opened the question of why we never saw it. At the root was a phrase I heard growing up. What goes on in this house stays in this house. Let's be honest. If your house is thriving, if it's full of grace and generosity, you don't hide it. You share it. You celebrate it. So secrecy is never about protection. It's about concealment. It's about carrying things in the dark until they fester. And that same dynamic plays out on the biggest stages. Think about the survivors whose names have been buried, whose stories were silenced for decades. They want to be free. They want healing. They want truth. That's why you hear the urgency now. The readying of lists, the telling, the releasing. They are not seeking revenge. They are seeking that one thing we all deserve. To be seen, acknowledged, and set free. If you are silent in the face of those dysfunctions, in your home, or in the halls of power, what does that say about you? I'm not asking that to condemn. I have carried my own secrets. I have been complicit in silence. But I will tell you this. There is a sovereignty and a lightness that comes when you decide you will no longer carry someone else's secret. There is a freedom that comes when you refuse to bury truth for the sake of comfort. I don't know who first said it, but it's true. You are only as sick as your secrets. And until we choose to bring the hidden into light, the wound will keep repeating in households, in institutions, in nations. So this is the rebuke. Secrecy, dressed as loyalty, is not love. Silence that protects the wrong thing is not protection. It is bondage. And choosing to protect truth, to release what must be released, is both mercy and courage. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." Scripture doesn't tell us to protect dysfunction. It doesn't tell us to bury pain in silence. It says expose it, bring it into light, because what stays hidden festers, but what comes into light can be healed. John 3:20-21 says, "Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." Secrecy is fueled by fear. Fear of exposure, fear of judgment, fear of what happens if the truth comes out. But the word says plainly, those who live in truth come into the light, because light doesn't just reveal, it restores. James 5:16 tells us, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other, so that you may be healed." Did you catch that? Healing is tied to confession, not silence, not pretending, but telling the truth. Here's the sacred rebuke. What goes on in this house stays in this house is not biblical. It's bondage. Scripture says the opposite. Bring it into the light. Confess. Expose, speak, because secrecy doesn't save you, it sickens you. Metaphysically, secrecy is stuck energy. It's vibration locked in a room with no air. The longer it stays hidden, the heavier it becomes. Every unspoken truth, every buried story, every "that's just how we are" excuse adds weight to the field. And that weight doesn't vanish. It passes down from parent to child, from generation to generation, until someone says no more. That's why secrets feel so heavy. That's why excuses echo long after the words are spoken. Because energy that isn't released gets recycled. Neville Goddard taught that imagination creates reality. If you accept the excuse, if you believe this is just how my family is, you keep imagining and recreating the same cycles. You live in the vibration of limitation. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "The truth known is the truth demonstrated." When you speak truth, when you release the secrecy, the vibration shifts. What once bound you becomes fuel for freedom. Here's the sacred rebuke. Silence isn't protection. It's poison. Excuses don't just explain. They entrap. But when you bring the hidden into light, you don't just heal yourself. You free the entire energetic line. Here's the sacred rebuke. Inherited excuses will bind you until you decide to break them. What you don't name, you normalize. What you normalize, you pass down. But here's the gift. You can be the one who stops it. You can be the one who says, "This excuse ends with me." When you speak what was silenced, you free the next generation from carrying it. When you tell the truth, you cut the cord to the cycle. When you refuse to hide, you create a new vibration for your family, your community, your lineage. So let it sting so it can save. Let it cut so it can cleanse. Let it strip so it can strengthen. Because when you rebuke the excuses you inherited, you don't just reclaim your own sovereignty. You plant a new seed. You set a new standard. You become the ancestor who chose light over silence, truth over illusion, sovereignty over secrecy. And that choice, that one choice, becomes freedom, not just for you, but for everyone who comes after you. Now, take a deep breath in and let it out. Pick up your pen. Let honesty guide your hand. Number one, what excuses did I hear growing up? Write down the phrases, the sayings, or beliefs that were repeated in your family. Number two, which of those excuses have I carried into my own life? Where do I find myself saying the same words, even if I don't fully believe them? Number three, what has that excuse cost me? Opportunities missed, relationships strained, dreams delayed. What weight did it carry? Number four, what am I protecting by keeping silent? Is it really protection or is it bondage dressed as loyalty? Number five, what new truth do I want to plant for the generation after me? Write the words, the declaration, the new belief you will hand down instead. Now, let's do some affirmations. Repeat them with me and let them break the chains and plant new seeds. The excuses I inherited end with me. I am not bound by silence. I am liberated by truth. What once kept me hidden now fuels my freedom. I chose sovereignty over secrecy. I honor my lineage by breaking cycles, not repeating them. I plant new seeds of truth, light, and wholeness for those who come after me. I know who I play for, and I rise in freedom, not excuses. Now, close your eyes. Take a deep, grounding breath in and slowly let it out. Imagine you're standing in a wide field. In your hands is a heavy bag filled with stones. Each stone has words carved into it, the excuses you inherited. People like us don't get ahead. What goes on in this house stays in this house. That's just how our family is. Feel the weight of that bag on your shoulders. Every step with it is heavy, exhausting. Now picture a fire burning in the center of the field. It's not a fire of destruction. It's a fire of purification. One by one, you reach into the bag, take out a stone, read the words, and toss it into the fire. As each excuse burns, the smoke rises and dissolves into the sky. The weight on your shoulders begin to lift. The bag grows lighter. Your body feels freer. When the last stone is gone, you look down at your hands. They are empty, but open, ready, and suddenly the ground beneath you begins to bloom. Fresh soil, green shoots, flowers rising where excuses once weighed you down. Now whisper to yourself, the excuses I inherited end with me. I plant new seeds of truth, sovereignty, and light. I walk in freedom, and I leave freedom for those who come after me. Take a deep breath in, receiving the freshness of this new field. Exhale, releasing every excuse into the fire of truth. Now open your eyes, knowing you are lighter, freer, and rooted in new soil. That's the sacred rebuke. Excuses that are inherited are not protection. They are prisons. They sound like wisdom, but they keep you bound. They sound like loyalty, but they keep you silent. They sound like tradition, but they bury the truth. So let it sting so it can save. Let it cut so it can cleanse. Let it strip so it can strengthen. Because the only inheritance worth carrying is freedom. The only legacy worth protecting is truth. And the only way to honor your lineage is to break the chains that never belonged to you in the first place. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in truth, in sovereignty, and in the freedom that sets generations free. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it again. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.